Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran police officer?
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you...
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it?
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502.
Equal housing lender. Or 1-800-306-1990.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership?
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. We got a great broadcast lined up for you today. If I can get my stuff together every once in a while, you know, live radio, it's just you do what you do. But I will tell you, I will welcome you as I do every morning. Ron Siegel Radio, the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. I poke fun at almost anybody at my size. I can poke fun and you know, no one really says a whole heck of a lot. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion, where we try to, delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots. So you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Aaron Williamson is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Some days are a little bit more exciting days than others. If you're a doctor, this one, or a surgeon, this one can be problematic, though, because today is National Without a Scalpel Day. I don't know why we'd even look at that one. Sometimes they're a little bit odd. National Nothing Day, I don't know about that one either. National Religious Freedom Day, well, we're trying to move into a socialist country, so that might be going away. Who knows about that one? Now, I have beaten anorexia. I did look at this one. I said, should we talk about it or not? National Hot and Spicy Food Day. I don't mind hot food. If it's hot spices, then I'm not quite there. I love spices, though. You can never have too much garlic on anything. That's just the way the world rolls for me. And if you are into it, it is also National Fig Newton Day today. I think we can take a glim look at today's celebrations. Yeah, not exciting.
What comes up with all these days?
I don't know. You got to wonder, right? We're going to look at the markets today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it is up 121 points. S&P is up. Oil down just a little bit in Taxifornia, though. I think we're probably still leading the nation in the highest gas prices in the land. We have surpassed Hawaii now, the oil-producing state of Hawaii. $2.242 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline in Taxifornia. 326.8, so $1.02 more in Taxifornia. We're still looking, and Missouri is still in the lead. $1.89.3 in Missouri. If you're looking for gasoline, that is the place to go. If you're looking to save a little bit of money, the 10-year Treasury, it's up just a little bit. It's giving you about 2.73. I can show you a lot of places to put better money, put your money than that. Real estate, maybe? We'll talk about it. That might be a significant improvement over that $2.72 yield. Just saying. We'll throw that out there for you. What's happening in the markets or in the daily briefing, I guess we can look at right now. You know, I've got a question for you. Maybe somebody can help me with this. I'm a simple guy. Now, we've got a day three of the strike in, of the teacher's strike. Now, our friendly Democrats tell us that we've got a surplus in Taxifornia. We've got surplus funds in Taxifornia. I've told you that that is a big lie. But let's just take them for their word that there's a surplus of funds. Now, the school board has come up with about $130 million extra to give to the teachers. They want $800 million extra. If there's so much extra money in the state, why can't they find a solution? And even beyond that, why is the new governor looking to tax us more? He wants to tax drinking water. If that's the case, we got plenty of money. They keep telling us there's plenty of money. Why is that? Now, I know part of it has to do with the choo-choo, but think about this. You got this going on, and you've got hundreds of thousands of kids. I guess the number yesterday was about 450,000 kids did not go to school yesterday in Los Angeles. Think about that. It cost the school, the number that I saw, cost the school district, I think it was $25 million for the day, money that they did not get from the rich state of Taxifornia. Why is that? Why is there such a issue here? There's so much money. What is the problem? Just a question. Maybe somebody can put in the chat for me what the answer to that is, please. Moving right along. I did notice the government shutdown. I think we're now in day 26, I think, is where we're at on the government shutdown. Non-essential workers are still not working. I still can't figure out why we have non-essential workers in my businesses. Non-essential workers also meant terminated workers. It was a synonym there. But Mrs. Pelosi, now there's a real interesting one. You got a fascination with Pelosi. I mean, she's not going to go and show up for any meetings.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, I saw that one. I heard that, Mrs. Pelosi. You've said that many times. But now here's the issue. Pelosi is urging the president to delay the State of the Union until the government shutdown ends. Okay, got it. I guess they can't sit there on their hands like they normally do. And half the room stands and claps, and half the room, I don't know, they're doing something with their hands. I don't know what they're doing. Doesn't matter who's in power. But you just got to wonder, okay, so they can't do that because non-essential workers are not working, so legislatures can't work either. I have a feeling maybe the Democrats want to go on another trip to Puerto Rico and spend time at the beach. Just my thought, because they did note, though, that, you know, Congress, they work extremely hard. I don't know what you do for a living, but, you know, Congress people, they work really, really hard. They were put into office. This session of Congress started, I think, on the 4th or 5th of January. And if there is no budget deal, if the non-essential workers are not coming back to work, Congress is going to have to put their recess on hold for next week. Isn't that a shame? Now, they've been working for 2 weeks. They worked 4 hours and then decided that they had to go on recess and leave for 3 days. They come back for a couple of days, and now they're talking about going on recess again. Maybe they need to come out and do some teaching of the students in L.A. Maybe that would give them something to do. Or maybe they can do some of the work that the non-essential workers are not doing. How about that one for a thought? Get the people in Congress. Oh, wait a second. They're already non-essential. They already do nothing. Oh, boy. Unreal. It's just a matter of watching what is going on here. What else is going on? I saw the news. Did you see the news last night? There was the Democrat version of news. That would be the Stephen Colbert show. And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand decided that that was the high-impact location to announce her candidacy for president. Now, I know they call it an exploratory committee. What that means, so you'll understand, I connect the dots here, is exploratory committee means they can go out and fundraise without having to tell you they're fundraising while they've got an exploratory committee going on. Is there any question that she's running? Is there any question that Kamala Harris is running? Is there any question that Cory Booker is running? I know he's running for Spartacus moments, but that's a different issue. But maybe they'll all be on Stephen Colbert, and I remember the days when you can actually watch late-night TV, and it was funny. Now, I don't know what it's not a news show. It's not comedy. I wonder what it is. I digress. Moving on, what else is in the daily briefing today? We've heard this many, many times. The Speaker of the House, she told us this when she was Speaker before, that she has a revenge book. Some of us will call it extortion. But here's the issue. Nancy Pelosi doesn't forgive even fellow Democrats who cross her. On Tuesday, the House Speaker from California blocked a bid by Representative Kathleen Rice of New York. Now, Ms. Rice wanted to land a seat on the influential House Judiciary Committee. And Ms. Pelosi said, you want to cross me? You're not going to be on there. Not that committee assignment. Just the way it works in Washington, D.C. Little payoff there or lack of such. What else is in the daily briefing? William Barr's confirmation hearing. That's another one. Special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the president's 2016 campaign was all that they wanted to talk about when they were in this hearing yesterday. Russian collusion. I love this one. Now, has there been any indication of money given to President Trump from Russia? I haven't heard any, but I have seen there is documentation of $145 million going from Russia to the Clinton Foundation. Where is that investigation? I just get curious about these. I'm a simple guy just asking the questions that maybe somebody who gets paid to do this stuff ought to be asking. But then again, this is a different media world than we've been used to. Unreal. We got a lot to talk about today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Helping those who can use it, guidance, inspiration. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Selling your home. Make sure the price is right. We'll talk about that. No, we're not doing a game show. That's not on the docket today. Six tax breaks for homeowners. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel Radio Archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. They even are the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval. What's happening in the markets today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now it's up 124 points. 10-year Treasury is up just one basis point. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond down two basis points. That means interest rates are up just a little bit. And as I share with you on a regular basis, that's all the information you can find on Google.com. But what they won't tell you is why is all of this happening? Now, the Mortgage Bankers Association came up with their numbers. Mortgage application volume rebounded for a second week in a row. Don't get too excited about it because the Mortgage Bankers Association is not very good at dealing with seasonality. So we're not going to focus too much on that one. But a lot of what's going on in the real estate market right now has to do with something we call the wealth effect. Why didn't people want to buy houses in December? Well, obviously, a lot of people don't buy houses in December because they've got other things to do. If it's a relocation, that's a different story. If there's a need, they will move in December. But when the stock market is dropping thousands of points, people that are investors are wondering about their wealth. People don't like uncertainty. People that are moving up, so if the move-up buyer doesn't want to go and pull money out of the market when the market is way down, to do other things. So the wealth effect has a factor there. Now we look at the market's been up almost every day this year. Well, people are getting a little bit more confident in the market. That's part of what's going on there. We see that when we look at certain reports. Now we are going to miss some reports. The housing starts are not going to come out as they were planned. The National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index, that's a real-time read on builder confidence for January, up 2 points to 58, which was better than expectations. Current sales increased 2 points to 63. Future sales increased 3 points to 64. Buyer traffic rose a point to 44. Any reading over 50 signals expansion. So buyer traffic is the only one that is in contraction. Now, you have to realize also when they talk about that, in the vast majority of the country, people don't worry about weather. In Southern California, weather like this, I mean, I would guarantee you, and I'm not in the restaurant business. I went to a restaurant last night with my wife. There was three of us in the entire place, three people, right? So you're not going to get a lot of people. In Southern California, I think a lot of people feel they're going to melt. Just the way it is, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval, possibly saving you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. If you don't understand how that works, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will explain it to you. Let's chat about one of my favorite subjects. I love helping people, and it's really fun when you can connect with people that have similar passions. Erin Williamson, in the house.
In the house.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So you, when you were here last time, you were talking about a couple of events you were getting ready to do.
Yes.
And now they're history.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
So on Sunday, I was part of a event called Rising from the Ashes that was in response to the needs of the families that lost their homes in the Thousand Oaks area, Malibu, as well as the families of the survivors or that lost someone in the Borderline shooting, which happened recently also. So kind of just like last year when we were dealing with the Mandalay Bay shootings and then the local fires here in the Anaheim Hills area, the same thing repeated itself almost a year later with the Borderline shooting up in Thousand Oaks and then the fires that we had here in Malibu. And
I think I'm going to leave the state next year in October.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Well, this one was November. October, November.
Okay,
it's a little crazy. It's fire season, right?
Yeah. Well, Chief Brugman, when he was here, would tell me it's always fire season in Southern California now. Right? And unfortunately.
It seems to be.
So tell us about the event.
Okay, so the event was absolutely fantastic. It was put on by a girlfriend of mine, and we actually connected through this whole
disaster.
Yeah, sure. So she put together this fantastic event, and it was benefiting these families. So in the morning, it was collectively, we've all been working together to come up with all of these donations for these fire survivors. I call them fire survivors, not fire victims, fire survivors. And it was a pop-up market, which allowed them to come in and get anything that they needed, anything from clothing to housewares to furniture. And thousands and thousands of people have participated to create this incredible opportunity for these folks. Then the second part of the day was a boutiques and food trucks, which again, a percentage of those funds that were raised went toward the families. And the third part of the day was this incredible dinner specifically for families that had lost their homes or for the families of the shooting victims there. And that's where I got to be a part of that and speak to those families. So it was really an honor.
That's amazing because, you know, as you and I have chatted over the several months that you've been coming on or talking, you've got a unique perspective that you're sharing with people. And it's unique even in your own household, right? I mean, you don't necessarily share all the same perspective on things as your husband does.
We're aligning. We're starting to align.
There.
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there.
But I mean, you're fairly unique. I mean, a lot of people don't, you know, walk away the way you did, saying that, you know, something in the name of your new book, right?
It's just stuff.
It's just stuff.
Yeah.
Right. That's not everybody.
It's not everybody, and. You know, and even just talking about the book really isn't even about the fire. It's really just about the journey, and it's about overcoming obstacles, because I think everybody's got obstacles in their life that they need to overcome, and that could be anything from losing a job to losing a loved one or a friendship or losing a house.
Sure.
You know, we all have our stuff.
That's amazing because that, you know, that is a lot of the areas, and it's how you deal with that, right? I mean, because – we're seeing that all over. We've been doing a lot of work here with the homeless center.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, there's obstacles there. You build a building in, you know, for 200 people in 14 days, there's obstacles.
There's always obstacles. But in every obstacle, there's opportunities.
Right.
You just have to look for them and want to see them.
And, you know, I found it fascinating listening to some of the things that you're going through, some of your journey, how we can kind of live vivaciously through you. Right? I mean, some of the things that you're starting to see and be able to talk about, and it's going to change. I think it's going to change a lot of your messaging too.
Well, and it comes down to, you know, embracing your chaos. It's, you know, people have different ways of dealing with this trauma and drama that happens to everybody's lives. And, you know, some people choose to ignore it. And if you ignore what's going on around you, then it comes up in other ways and you start having medical issues or stress or, you know, all of these things. And then some people drown in it and then they, you know, they drink themselves to death or they smoke themselves or they eat themselves. You know, it's just like it goes on and on and on.
And I do all of those. I haven't even had the issues.
And then other people fight it. And if you fight it, then you end up taking it out on people that you love. And so, you know, those are the most three common ways that people deal with stress. And then the easiest way is just embrace it. Embrace your chaos and realize that, you know what, there's something funny in every situation.
Sure.
Like, my house burned down. I'm going to go, where am I living tonight? Like, my kids and I were joking about it. And
that's pretty unique. That's a unique observation, right? I mean, something to joke about that.
Oh, my son was like, you know, I heard the accommodations under the bridge is not so bad. And, you know, and, you know, so it's just, you have to make fun of your situation. And that's how we get through everything, I guess, is just with a little bit of comedy.
So you're actually taking on martial arts, right? Because in martial arts, that's exactly how they deal with, or from what I understand, I mean, at my size, I don't do
Let's
martial
define,
arts.
I'm not taking on martial arts, so what are you talking about?
So really, the whole concept of martial arts is you're using the other person's activity. Now, somebody goes to hit you, you're pulling their arm and just using their momentum to yank them
going.
In a different direction.
Yes.
Right. So you're taking this obstacle and pulling it through and redirecting, right? And that's a lot of what martial arts is, from what I understand, is just redirecting the energy.
Yeah.
Right? And the energy that you're taking and being able to redirect in other ways and in more positive benefits.
Just make, you know, the easiest way to feel good about any situation that you have is help somebody that's in a worse situation.
And, you know, but you know, that I think that goes back to your character, though, because a lot of people look and say, you know, something, how much worse does it get? Right?
It can get a lot worse.
and people don't realize that.
Right.
And I think one of the things I want to talk to you when we come back, I want to chat about some of the people that you've met along this journey and how maybe some of the things you're doing has changed their world, maybe changed their outlook a little bit. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to also chat a little bit, and I'm going to do briefly on this. Again, I sometimes go off script. Selling your home, making sure the price is right, and tax breaks for homeowners, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Alex, I'm glad to see you made it this morning. John, haven't seen you there in a while. Richard, glad you're with us. Lisa, Tina, Linda, I'm glad you're with us as well. Jordan, Aaron, sitting right here. We got a lot more to go over with there. Zeb, glad to see you. Clay, Neville, Tony, holy cow, we got a lot of folks on here today. Glad to see you all with us. Selling your home, the question is, are you pricing it right? Make sure the price is right. Ever watched that show, The Price is Right? I should have their jingle on here, but the guys didn't get that for me. You know that the only way to win is to be the one to correctly guess the price of the item you want without ever going over. That means your guess must be just slightly under the retail price. In today's shifting real estate market, where more inventory is coming to market and home values are projected to appreciate at a little bit slower rate, homeowners will not be able to price their homes as aggressively as they were able to just last year. They'll have to employ the same strategy, be the closest without going over. As we have explained before, pricing your home at or slightly below market value actually increases the number of buyers who will see your home in their search. Over the last 6 months, more inventory has come to market while the month's supply of inventory available has dropped. This means that the demand for homes to buy is still very strong throughout the country. Homeowners who make the mistake of overpricing their homes will eventually have to drop the price. This leaves buyers wondering if the price drop was caused by something wrong with the home, when in reality, nothing was wrong. The price was just too high. If you're thinking about listing your home for sale this year, let's get together to properly price your home from the start. No, I don't sell real estate. That's not my lane, but boy, I know a bunch of people that are really good at it. So give me a call at 800-306-1990. Help you get that done now. The other part of it is our team will help you with financing. Once you know the financing for your new property, it might help you to know how far you can or how aggressive you can be selling your departing property. Erin, have you seen properties moving at all?
I am seeing properties moving, even in the rain.
Even in the rain. So people are going out there and they're still shopping and it's not like they're melting.
Yeah, you know, we saw it slow down over the holidays, but in the last 2 weeks, I've seen a lot of buyer activity. Phones started ringing again and people, even in the night, you know, getting those phone calls on and see them at night, you know, those are buyers.
Yeah, you know, something, that's the whole issue is in certain markets as a professional in the industry, and that's your, I should say that's your day job. So,
right.
You know, part of your job is dealing as a advocate, and part of your job is dealing in real estate. So you're an expert in that area as well. You know, the certain times of year, you know, and certain times of day.
Right.
Right. I mean, if you get a call on Super Bowl Sunday, you know, it's somebody that's
serious. Yeah.
Right.
I've sold homes on Super Bowl Sunday and on Christmas Eve.
Oh, really? So, okay. And those are people that have a need of some sort that they're filling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
So
they're out there.
They're out there. So if somebody calls you at 7 o'clock in the pouring rain and they need to get in your house, you're letting them in.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to make a mess. Don't worry. And you're selling it anyway. So don't worry about that part. But I wanted to get back to our conversation because you shared something with me before we went on air this morning. I want you to explain this a little bit because I find it wonderful how out of some of these negatives, people surface,
right?
And some really good people surface. They just they haven't had a way of manifesting their inner goodness or greatness.
Yeah. Oh, so I can tell you a story about a young man who's probably 22, 23 years old, and he lives up in Paradise or lived up in Paradise, right? So
odd, ironic name, right? For
right.
Paradise burned down to the ground.
So those that don't know, Paradise is completely gone. It's a city that was wiped out. Hundreds of people lost their lives. The fire came fast, and it was one of the most horrific fires we've ever experienced. So
the other thing about the pictures that we all saw as kids of the 1907 fire in San Francisco.
Yes.
Right.
I've got some chilling pictures that I could share that just absolutely blow my mind. And so my heart really goes out to the people in that particular area, especially. It's a different demographic. Okay. So you're looking at more of a retirement community. There's less funds available. There's less opportunities. And so you've got people that have already it's hard to explain it, but they've already been down on their luck in many cases,
right,
and then got completely wiped out. So the ones that have survived, I can't tell you, there's hundreds of families right now living out of their cars and living in tents on the fairgrounds over in Chico that are still waiting for some kind of assistance that doesn't seem to be coming. So my heart has really gone out to those people. I wish that they were closer on the map, but what we were able to do from our event on Sunday is all of the leftover items, we were able to arrange the movers that are now this week taking them all up to Chico to give all of the rest of those items. And there's a lot to the families that could use them up there as well.
That's wonderful. And you started to tell us about the young man up there.
Oh, the young man up there. So there is a Facebook page called Adopt a Family that anybody could go on. And it is for the Paradise families. And this young man, I watched this news clip, and I was able to locate this young man who had saved several families from the fire and put as many people into his car as he could possibly squeeze, and then went back in and got some more, and then went back in and got some more. And so he's been accoladed as a hero, local hero on the news. So I ended up reaching out to him, was able to locate his address, and I sent him a thank you card. Just thank you for being a really good human. And I sent him a $400 worth of gift certificates in $50 increments. And I said, you know, this is for you. You deserve this. You know, thank you from humanity.
Right.
And so he was so blown away. He ended up finding me, reaching out back to me. And he says, I got to tell you, I used $50 of the $400 to buy myself a couple pairs of pants. But the rest of it, I donated to families that were living in the tents and that really needed it. And he goes, you
Isn't
made me
that something?
Feel like a superhero. He goes, I feel like I'm Spider-Man or something.
Sure.
He says, I've never had that feeling before of people being so incredibly grateful. And so he started posting these pictures back to me of him with these families that he was giving these cards to and changing their lives. And he said, you know, to be able to duplicate that feeling, he goes, it was unbelievable to me. So I ended up sending him like another $2,500 in gift cards. And I said, I trust you that you're going to do the right thing.
Right.
And he did. And he sent me more pictures and more families with him. And,
wow. You
know, the tears were coming. It
sure.
was just fantastic. But that has also then inspired him to make a difference even more. And so he's now decided that he's a mechanic by trade. So he's now repairing the cars, getting these people back to work. The people that have lost, you know, their vehicles aren't running anymore from
sure.
you know, fire damage does wonders. Let me tell you,
right,
we lost
absolutely.
Three vehicles in the fire ourselves. But he's getting, you know, he's gotten 12 families back to work, just donating his time. So I've been helping him also with his fundraiser, and it's just for the parts for these vehicles, and he's donating his time. And, you know,
isn't that special?
Love,
I mean, it's
that there's this little superhero up there. And
right. Doing, and these are things that manifest because of doing things just for others for no benefit of your own.
Exactly. It turns into the snowball effect. And, you know, there was probably 22 other families that I was able to provide gifts for, and just little letters of inspiration, and just letting them know, you know, it was strangers. It was perfect strangers that made all the difference for us, that restored our faith in humanity when
sure.
we went through it. And I wanted to be able to just give that little bit of gift back to them. And hopefully they see that the world's really not an ugly place.
It's amazing when you give somebody the tools to be great.
Yes.
Right. And that's really what you've done with this young man, is you've given him some tools that he might not have had otherwise, and just shown him how to be great.
Yeah,
and look,
I told
what's happening
him, I said,
now.
Just go be you, you know, just go be you. You're just amazing.
That's really special.
Thank you.
Right. And a lot of this comes from your book. Or the book you found in your fire.
Yes, the book I found in my fire. That's another amazing story. It's this incredible book. If anybody has not read it yet, I encourage you to read it. It's called The Go-Giver by Bob Berg. And this, you know, our house was complete devastation. There was really nothing left. And then I get this call, and they're like, hey, we found this book. And I'm like, you found this book? Well, this wasn't any book. This was a book that I've used for the last 5 or 6 years, that I've trained hundreds and hundreds of realtors over in these seminars, you know, to really step up their game and understand the importance of giving. You know, you give before you receive.
Sure.
And this book was almost like my business Bible, so to speak. And for that to be what Remained in the Fire. It was like my favorite book ever. The one that I told everybody about, the one that I've literally sold without meaning to, but
sure.
Because I love this book, I've sold thousands and thousands of
copies.
We
become passionate about them.
Very passionate about it. And so I get this call and it's like, you're not going to, you know, we've got this book. And I'm like, well, what is it? And I'm like, it's The Go Giver. And it just brought me to my knees. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, that was no accident.
Right.
There is no accident that that book survives the fire. And
well, I'm a big believer that there's no accidents, that there's no coincidences. There was a bigger reason why that fire hit your house.
It was supposed to burn.
Right.
I 100% believe it with every fiber of my being that it was no accident that I was chosen.
Right.
You know? I was chosen. And it was such a blessing, let's say, to be able to find that book and then be able to give a presentation. So I give this presentation to 2,500 entrepreneurs back in November, and somebody in the audience goes, you know, she comes up to me later and she goes, oh, I know Bob Berg. I'm like, oh, Bob Berg is my hero. He's like my John Travolta, right? He's like, he's my guy. And I've always wanted to meet him. And she's like, well, he's going to want to meet you. She goes, because I've already sent him a copy of your presentation. I told him everything that you've been talking about. Well, like 10 minutes later, I get this text message. Hi, Aaron, this is Bob Berg. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, in what strange world does now Bob Berg wants to meet me?
Right.
When I wanted to meet him for 5 years, but it took my house burned down. Now, all of a sudden, you know.
So has it happened yet?
It hasn't happened yet because this is what happened over the holidays.
We're going to save that.
Okay.
The fun of radio. You're going to have to stay tuned to hear what happened over the holidays. Aaron, Bob Berg, The Go-Giver. It is a great book. I don't read, but I have listened to it many times. Audible.com is my friend. So if you're not a big reader, but you do get out and do other things, Audible.com is a great resource. But you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back with more with Aaron Williamson, fire survivor advocate and with First Team Real Estate. We'll also talk about some tax breaks for homeowners that you need to know about. You can connect with me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Six tax breaks for homeowners. Whether you're gearing up to file your taxes this year, researching what's ahead for next year, or simply contemplating the benefits to buying a house in the future, there is a lot to consider. Under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which takes effect for tax filings for the 2018 calendar year, standard deduction increases will likely mean far fewer Americans will need to itemize their returns to receive the maximum amount of money back. As many as 27 million fewer taxpayers may need to itemize their taxes, according to an estimate from the Tax Policy Center. Of course, that still leaves 19 million taxpayers who will benefit from itemized deductions. If you currently own a home or considering purchasing one or have made changes to your mortgage, it's important to know how your taxes are affected or may be affected. Here are some tax breaks available. I am not going to explain all of them to you because I don't believe that we should be doing our taxes ourselves. Find a professional to help you. That's the idea. Mortgage interest deduction. There are changes in the mortgage interest deduction allowability, so make sure you're talking to a professional. Home equity line of credit interest, there are changes in that as well. State and local property taxes and how that's dealt with, that affects us in Taxifornia especially. We get hit heavily. Rental income, that's another one. Hey, did you know that you can rent out your primary residence for 14 days and not pay any taxes on that? Just saying, in case you haven't thought about that, this is one of those economies we have that now. Home office expenses, there are changes there. Make sure you don't miss that. Capital gains from a home sale, that's being changed as well. All of those are items that you need to know about. Contact us. If you don't have a great tax person, if they're not saving you money, if you have not looked into family corporation, if you don't have a family corporation, you make any significant income, you are missing out on a lot of opportunity. Let's chat about it. I'll put you in touch with the right people who can help you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we're talking before the break. Erin Williamson is in the house. We are chatting. She's a fire survivor advocate, easy for me to say, and with First Team Real Estate, an expert over there as well. But before the holidays, we were talking about your event before the holidays, Bob Berg, Go Giver. Explain.
Okay, so over the holidays, you know, Bob and I are friends now. So he calls and he says, hey, you know, you have a book. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm in the process of, I've written a book. I'm almost finished with it, all those things. And he's like, well, send me the manuscript. And I'm like, well, I'm not done yet. And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, it's not edited. I'm like, oh my, you know, he's like, I don't care.
Send he understands that stuff.
Right. And so I'm like, all right. So I send it to him and, you know, he reads it and he's like, you wrote my foreword. Like Bob wrote my foreword. What?
Isn't that special?
So, yeah. It was, it made my whole holidays amazing.
Yeah, you know, something, and again, it just goes back to the same thing. And if you've read the book, from what I remember, and I don't remember it as well as you do, you know, I scanned it at one time. I think I've gone through it twice.
Okay.
But the last item of the Go-Giver.
The law of receptivity.
That's it.
Yeah. That's the hardest one I had to learn, actually. You know, after the fire, all these people tried to.
That's where you and I actually got connected.
Yeah.
Was because of the law of
receptivity.
Exactly.
you must learn how to receive in order to be a good giver. And that was the hardest thing for me to be able to do because all of these people wanted to help us. And you know, somebody set up a GoFundMe. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, take that down. I can't accept anything from anybody. And I'm a really good giver, right?
You
know, you've been
Absolutely.
To our house.
Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt.
So I'm a really good giver, but I'm not a very good receiver. And can I say the word on the air?
Yeah, I think so. What the heck?
So my girlfriend comes up to me and
get the buttons ready, guys, just in case.
She lost her home about 10 years ago in the Yorba Linda fire. And she comes up to me and she says, you know, you're really being an asshole. And I'm like, what? Why am I being an asshole? And she says, because all these people are trying to help you and you're turning everybody away. And she goes, you need to learn how to receive. And she goes, because do you understand that you're taking away their joy? Like these people are trying to help you because they care about you. And every time you say, no, don't help me, and you send them away, they're thinking, well, what a jerk, you know? It's like,
right.
So I was like, oh my gosh, like it never even occurred to me that I was taking away other people's joy. But now I get it because I think back to like, what if Jake up in paradise sent my gift cards back and said, no, thank you.
Right.
I was like, I would be like, are you kidding me right now? It's like,
exactly.
And it's now like, I understand it.
And now it's the shoe's on the other foot a little bit.
The shoe's on the other foot. And so this whole law of receptivity, which I think there's five different laws in the Go-Giver. This is the last one. And I think the most important one and the hardest one for me to learn. And there was actually two books.
So the idea here is please learn from Erin's experience. You don't have to walk down the path that she's walked down to figure this out.
Yeah, you don't set your house on fire or anything, but just trust me on this one. There was actually two books that survived the fire. And the next one was found the following day, and it was a book called Asshole, A Theory. And I'm like, okay, there's no coincidence here. Like,
right.
The Go-Giver, don't be an asshole, be a Go-Giver. The message was clear. So that was kind of a fun little twist to my story.
It's fascinating. So with all of this work that you're doing, how does it give you any time to help people with their housing needs?
Always. And those are my priority, you know. It's like our clients are our first priority all the time. And that's why you hear my phone ring. I'm really sorry about that. But, you know, we always make a point, you know, answer your phones and make sure that your clients always come first. Because in the end of the day, that's what makes it all go around.
That's what starts, that's the place that starts everything.
Exactly. Because in order to be able to help all of these people, we also need to have the income to be able to to spread the joy.
Hey, I like the way you put that, though. Do you have the income to spread the joy? And it's all based on, you know, being able to do more. The more houses you sell, the more you can give to others, the more you can do.
Exactly.
Which then creates that big economy, I call it.
Yeah, and I like to live out loud. You know, I post a lot on Facebook and social media because I like people to see. You know, it's like I don't just talk the talk, but I actually do what I say I'm going to do. And, you know, that comes
That's not always the case in real estate.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
There's a lot of people that don't answer their phone and don't do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
Which is a shame because people really need the experts. They need the people with integrity. And it's one of my big gripes in the industry, actually, is the barrier to entry is way too low.
Right.
And you're dealing with every person you deal with, it's their castle.
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't matter whether it's a manufactured home in 29 Palms for $30,000.
No, it's
or a multi-million-dollar home in Newport Beach.
It's the person.
Right. It's their
the
castle.
It's the person. It's that relationship that you build that, you know, that is the most important thing at the end of the day is these amazing relationships.
And it's fascinating because we've seen quite a few of them who have commented on our stream if you're listening to us, it's on the Facebook stream. We've seen a lot of those people that have commented just because they knew you were going to be here today.
Oh, nice.
Right? It is. And it's,
I can't see it from where I'm sitting.
Oh, find the camera. Sorry about that. But it is a testament to you and your team and that what you guys are doing and out there helping people. And
we always try to do the right thing. Not what's easy, but what's right.
And that's a big issue right there because it's not an easy industry. And I've shared this with people that are extremely seasoned. In fact, I saw Linda was on and Linda and I chat about this. She's been a broker for many, many decades. And we talk about the idea that in real estate, every transaction has a hiccup.
Every transaction has a hiccup.
And it's the experienced agents that can help you navigate those.
Right. And people, you know, there's so many people that just think, you know, you just put a sign in the yard and the house sells. It's so easy. Like, your job is so easy. I'm like, no, we just do a really good job of making it look easy.
Right.
But nobody knows what's behind that curtain. I mean, that curtain's crazy. It's chaos. And, you know, like I said, we embrace it. We always try to have fun with it and make the experience be incredible for the client. But,
and that's one of the reasons that I share all the time. And I know it sounds like a honk that because I have a real estate license, I'm not qualified to buy or sell a house, you know, other than to talk to a professional. But the issue is neither are some of these online services. And I am totally against them. And I can say that because I'm not in the industry. Right? Stay away from them because you need to be able to pick up your phone. If you're watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, you'll see I just picked up mine. And be able to call somebody that's going to answer the phone and know who you're going to talk to, not a call center.
And be able to navigate through all of those obstacles.
Right.
There is every single transaction, you know, just when you think you've seen it all,
there's something else, right?
Yeah.
And just, but I know that you, your team has speed dial.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever comes up, you've got the right person that's part of that team
and
that culture, right?
Exactly.
Big issue. And that's what a lot of the professionals do. But there's not a lot of professionals, right? There's 19,500 agents, licensees, just in Orange County, right? Now, there's only maybe a dozen of them that I'd ever want to talk to at all. Just me personally, so.
Me too.
And if you want to know who they are, give me a call at 800-306-1990. And as always, I ask, please set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you want to meet any of our guests, if you'd like me to introduce you to Aaron Williamson, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.